Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode in our Cloud Solution Innovator series here on Channel 9. My name is Keith Mayer. I'm an architect on our Microsoft Azure team here in the U.S. And our show today is really part of our series in highlighting developers and ISV partner solutions that are built on the Microsoft Cloud. And I do have a special guest with me here today to talk about their solution on the Microsoft Cloud. We've got John Peluso from OffPoint. Hi, John. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Great, great. Well, thanks so much for joining us on today's episode. And before we get started with talking about your solution, could you just spend a moment giving a brief introduction of your role and title at OffPoint for everyone tuning in today?
Yeah, so again, my name is John Peluso. I'm a Vice President of Product Management here at OffPoint. So what that basically means is all of our product managers and our product analysts that are out gathering requirements and then trying to communicate those back to engineering, all of that stuff sort of rolls up through me. So it's a pretty interesting position. Get to see a lot of both sides of the world.
I see. Okay, great. Well, it's great having you on the show today. And I know OffPoint's been around in the Microsoft ecosystem for years and years now. Can you tell us a little bit about the types of solutions that OffPoint is delivering today?
Yeah, so we started back in 2001 really building infrastructure management tools for administrators against SharePoint. That business continues to thrive, but we've expanded over the years. We started a few years ago with some offerings into the governance space and the compliance space, so DLP-type functionality and information security and things like this. And then, you know, as Microsoft has sort of been on this journey to the cloud and many of their customers as well, we've been on that journey as well. So we now offer all of our major platforms as fully hosted SaaS solutions, and you know, we'll be talking in part about that today.
Sure.
So it's been quite an evolution here, and I think that you know, it's been reflective of what we see out in the market.
Okay, great. And before a little bit before our show today, you had mentioned, I think, that some if not all of your cloud solutions, like .gav Online and whatnot, are built leveraging Microsoft Azure. Yep. When building your solutions, what attracted you most to building on the Azure Cloud platform?
Yeah, so it was a couple things. Obviously, all of the benefits and scalability of elasticity of a cloud platform is you know, what we needed from a platform when we were building our multi-tenant solution. Because our primary business is based around SharePoint and supporting SharePoint, it made sense to be in the same data centers as those Office 365 tenants that we're supporting. So it's kind of a natural choice. We've been a Microsoft shop forever. So for us, there was really not much of a consideration about going other places. And the Azure platform, you know, was sort of evolving as we were bringing these offerings to market. So it was actually a good match. The timing was usually right in sync.
That's great. Okay, awesome. Well, I know that I'm really interested in learning more about your cloud solutions, and I'm sure a lot of our viewers are as well. Would you be able to spend a few minutes walking through a quick demo of some of your cloud solutions for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, great.
We can do that. So AvPoint Online Services is our SaaS platform. We built it up on top of Azure, leveraging that Azure platform as a service capability. And we're actually like McDonald's here. We're way over 1 million users that we're supporting. And primarily what this is a platform that supports Office 365 users. And what we did is we took our three major platforms that we had been offering in on-premise installation options, and we put them up as multi-tenant services in Azure. So again, fully SaaS hosted, that matches with customers that are making that all-in journey to Office 365. There's nothing for them to install. It's all the classic benefits of a traditional cloud service. So three core areas that we focus on in the AvPoint Online Services platform is administration and management, compliance and governance. So what I'd like to do is walk through these platforms for you real quick. Okay, so when we talk about administration, there's a lot of day-to-day types of management things that you're going to need to do when you're using the Office 365 platform. There's permissions, which is usually one of the top one, two pain points that we hear from customers that are using SharePoint or SharePoint Online, keeping the permissions in check, making sure that we have discoverability about what's going on and the right people have access to the right things. Obviously, lots of reporting about the environment, what's going on, auditing and things like this. Keeping configurations in check can be a major pain point. And then the ability to, again, sort of discover and find where you have policies that are being violated and being able to go in and make sure that they stay intact. So if we launch in here, this is the AvPoint Online Services platform, and I'm logged in, and here are all of my major platforms that I could hop into. So what I'm going to do is just hop right into DocAv Online, and we'll see the major capabilities of DocAv Online. Now, core components here are along the left-hand side, so data protection, administration, reporting, and storage optimization. So from a data protection perspective, here we can get into our backup and restore of SharePoint content or of Exchange content. And it's somewhat counterintuitive. I sort of was shocked by it, but backup of content that is sitting on a cloud service is a surprisingly interesting thing for a lot of customers. I would have thought that with making a move to the cloud, one of the things they wanted to do was not have to worry about that backup and recovery. But what we found is it gives customers a good sense of confidence that they have their data. They can get their data down from that cloud service and keep a copy maybe longer than Microsoft offers in their SLA for that kind of restore. So it was a surprise, but it's a very, very popular set of capabilities. From an administration perspective, the DocAv Administrator is a component here within DocAv Online that does all of our settings, permissions, and configuration management. Content Manager is moving, copying, restructuring content all around from various areas at SharePoint. It can move across tenants, within tenants, so it's very flexible as people want to get content around. Another thing people are doing in the Office 365 platform today are developing lots and lots of line of business customizations. And our Deployment Manager product is really built to help you deploy out those types of customizations. So templates, branding options, line of business applications that you develop using the various app models that Microsoft makes available. That's the job of Deployment Manager. And Replicator, its job is to sort of keep multiple endpoints in SharePoint in sync. So I may have a site in one place and a site in another place, and I may want to replicate the content either one or two way between that. So now I can have two copies of the truth and actually collaborate in two different spaces and have all of those changes synced back. So we see this in partner extranet scenarios. We see this in globally distributed teams that want to have good local access to their data center but want some subset of their content to be replicated. From a reporting perspective, all of the types of things that you can expect here, administration reports for keeping track of your configurations, compliance reports, which are really, really popular because, again, everybody wants to know who's doing what with all that content. So all of your traditional auditing type reports are in here, as well as reports about how the DocAv system is being used itself. And then finally, we have our Archiver product. This is a really, really popular one now as well. And within here, we're going to be able to do things like set rules around how long content stays in the SharePoint system, what happens after it meets access pattern type conditions, or if it's this type of record, keep it in this space for this amount of time and then move it over here, put it in a SharePoint record center, or just expire it and get it out of SharePoint. So when we think about management, that's kind of the administration piece. And as I said, over time, we kind of built out from there. So in addition to that administration, you saw also the compliance guardian tool there in AvPoint Online Services. So this one is about discovering how my systems are being used, who's putting what content where. And so things like DLP functionality, both within SharePoint, but also in other websites as well, the ability to take action, do some automatic tagging of content if it's found to contain certain types of elements either inside or around the document, and things like this. Also the ability to do detection about what's going on with Yammer. That's a big one. As customers think about how they're going to adopt Yammer internally, they're looking for some types of controls. So the compliance angle is pretty big as well. And then finally, the governance piece. And the governance piece is interesting because what we do here is we take all of that underlying configuration that we can do back in the DocAv Online product. And one of the requests we get from customers is, it's great, I can set up all these plans and I can do all these things, but from the second a new site or a site collection gets created, it would be great if I could have all these services running and all of these governance controls applied. So governance controls around data retention, governance controls around permission policies, governance controls around ongoing management of what features should be turned on, what features should be turned off, and all that kind of stuff, as well as an experience for my end users that makes it easier for them to use the service. And that's what we do with our governance automation online product. So business users simply request services. They may or may not know, for example, that what they really need is a new SharePoint site. But they can come into their service catalog and answer a few simple questions through what we call a questionnaire. And it's almost like having an operations person interview that user and then point them to the right service. So the business users will go ahead and interact with the service catalog. That service catalog is populated with services that have been defined back here by the administrators in coordination with the governance and compliance teams about how the system should be used, what type of data should be in there, and what type of data shouldn't be in there. This is another kind of an interesting use case that we get is in some cases, the administrator will program that questionnaire to tell the user, hey, that collaboration you're trying to do, this isn't the right system for it. There's another system that's better suited, and it's over there. Maybe it's a particular OneDrive or another corporate system that's designed to handle the type of data that they're looking to collaborate on. So all up, these things together really make for a great sort of platform here. And again, they're all easily accessible right through AvPoint Online Services.
That's great.
Yeah, to make life even easier, we have set up even direct synchronization. So if you're using Azure Active Directory to do your identity and your management, we can just import your users right from there. And the process should be very easy for people to sort of come in here and get online and get started using it. There's really no upfront setup to deal with.
Wow, that's great. All really important capabilities for starting with Office 365, but really getting it to the point of being operationalized within within an organization, right?
Yeah. We see a lot of uptick, not just from customers, but also service providers. Ah. So service providers that want to sort of differentiate their Office 365 offering. Yeah. They've shown a tremendous amount of interest as well.
Well, that's great. Thanks so much for sharing that demo.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Well, that was a great demo and really showcased a lot of the important features that DocAv Online and AvPoint Online Services in general can provide for organizations that are adopting Office 365. Now, during the demo, John, you showed a lot in regards to SharePoint Online integration, but your solutions also integrate with Exchange Online as well for protecting mailboxes. Is that right?
Yeah, so just as customers and are on this journey with Microsoft about sort of breaking down silos between products and leveraging services across the platform, we're trying to support that in our software as well. So we've built in also integration with Exchange Online, so you can do some of the management and some of the backup of content in Exchange Online, and in the near future we'll be spreading out as well into the Office 365 tenancy management itself.
Okay.
So that's a big sort of pain point for some organizations. So we'll look for us to sort of spread out as well.
I'm looking forward to it.
Do.
Yeah, that's great. Where can our viewers go if they want to find out more information about AvPoint Online Services?
Yeah, so the best place to start is to go visit our website at avpoint.com. We've got a lot of material and instructions up there. And there are free trials of all of these services, free 30-day trials of all of them. So if you go to avpointonlineservices.com, if you can type that long without running out of steam. AvPointOnlineServices.com is where you can go to register for the trial. But if you hit our website, you'll get directed over there as well.
Okay, great. And we'll be sure to include both those links for AvPoint.com and AvPointOnlineServices.com down at the bottom of our page that all of our viewers are watching today's episode on.
Great.
Well, John, thanks so much for joining us today. It was great talking with you and learning more about AvPoint Online Services.
Yeah, my pleasure. It was a treat to be here.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in for another episode of Cloud Solution Innovators here on Channel 9. We look forward to catching you on our next episode. Take care, everyone. Have a great rest of your day.